We're going to continue today's Mid-American Conference Football Coaches Media Conference call as our next coach, Bowling Green's Scott Loeffler, will be joining us here. Do we have Coach Loeffler on the line?
No. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for your time. And obviously, coming off the bye week, if you want to open and just talk about what you and your Falcons were able to accomplish last week.
I thought we had a better week. We really made an effort to work on our competitiveness. Our mastering our trade is another theme that we were trying to get done, and playing with more energy and passion and juice was the third. So those are the three things that we emphasized last week. I thought we changed up practice to make it even more competitive, offense, defense. So I think we made some improvement.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, this coming week with a tough challenge with a road game at number 9 ranked Notre Dame. When you look at film, talk about the challenge the Irish will give your Falcons.
I've had the great opportunity to play against Notre Dame as a player and a bunch as a coach. And I really think that Coach Kelly and his staff has done a tremendous job of recruiting. They look significantly different than what they have in the past. I've always had great respect for them, but I think this might be one of their most athletic, well-recruited football team that I've seen in many years.
Talk about your Falcons going on the road to Notre Dame and that experience and what all comes with that Saturday afternoon experience.
Well, it's one of the most famous places in college football, as we all know. Very difficult place to play. The super rich tradition. They know how to win inside and out. And just like I said, I think they've done a ridiculous job recruiting. I think they're as athletic as I've seen them on defense. Everyone can run. They're physical. They play hard. I just think they've really, really done a great job recruiting.
For you and your Falcons running game, talk about what you need to see improvement, not only against Notre Dame, but as you progress the rest of the season from your running backs.
It's consistency. There's times where you'll see our offensive line that did a great job of blocking the play and we miss a cut, or we miss one block here or there, which then becomes a TFL. So it's consistency in all phases. I don't think our perimeter blocking has been anywhere near the standards and expectations that we believe in. So it's just the overall consistency, the day in, day out, play in, play out of doing our job at a consistent basis. And that's what we're really striving and really working towards right now.
At the quarterback position, obviously with Darius Wade through 4 games, what do you want to see improvement from Darius in leading the offense?
I thought he made some strides in the Kent State game, but there's still way too many missed opportunities. He's just very similar to whenever you ask the question about our run game. It's consistency. There's times that he looks and does his job and weaves through a progression, throws on rhythm, and there's times that he doesn't. So we just need to get him more consistent. And people around him also need to play better. There's way too many drop balls right now, way too many. There's not enough detail in the routes right now to create separation. So it's consistency throughout the board.
Shifting over to the defensive side, what are you looking to see for improvement from your Falcons on the defensive side?
Well, we got to stop the run better. We gave up way too many explosion plays in the Kent State game, but we have to start somewhere, and it's got to start with being able to defend the run, make it a one phase game, and knowing that they're going to throw the football. But we got to start somewhere, and obviously, we're going to start by trying to stop the run more consistently, and then chip away at becoming better pass defenders.
As you sat there in the bye from a self-reflected standpoint, what did you, from you and your coaching staff, what did you look at and say you as coaches need to look at to improve the football team?
Yeah, it's just like I said, it's it's getting our players more consistent. So to get them more consistent, we've really did, I thought, a great job of reducing what we're doing right now to try to get them good at something. And so I think, you know, just like whenever you're struggling, you normally always scale back and try to really hone in on the things that you think you can improve on. And most of the time that's a reduction of what you're trying to do, you know, schematically in all three phases. So we've reduced what we're doing. We're trying to just chip away at this and improve our players with a more limited menu.
After four games, what have you learned about your Falcons this year?
Well, there's some areas that we've really improved, and I think we're nowhere near the standards and expectations that we all need to be at, but we just need to keep chipping away day in and day out, control what we control right now, get better, and you know, as the season progressed, we need to look back and say we won some battles, we've improved. And, you know, just not giving in to the outside pressures and the noise that we're hearing. You got to just focus on what you're doing and really improve to get better, period, end.
Well, Coach Loeffler, we'll let you get back to preparation for Notre Dame. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much again for Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons. They will be on the road this coming Saturday, October 5th, at Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish ranked number 9 in the country. That game, a 3:30 p.m. kickoff on NBC.